Biden's free fall. If this week revealed anything, it is the catastrophic troubles the Biden administration has caused for itself and the country. This iconic image here could be a metaphor for Biden's entire presidency, an executive stumbling and causing chaos with every step he takes. And it's not just when he's climbing staircases, though a chairlift couldn't hurt at this stage. The Biden policies, no matter how well intended, are leading to ruinous ends for the American people. His vaccine mandates, coupled with the bloated welfare state that he means to grow even more, are wiping out jobs. Today, everyone expected 500,000 new jobs for the month of September. Whoops.
194.
Whoa.
I see 194,000. That is real low. September now coming in weaker than August, which was revised higher. And I think that's the big number. That's the big story here.
Yeah, well, Biden tried to spin the bad news this way.
The monthly totals bounce around, but if you take a look at the trend, it's solid. But when you take a step back and look at what's happening, we're actually making real progress.
That intro was so good that I decided to play it 2 days in a row, Janet. Got labeled wrong. Oh, well, it's going to be a good day. It's Tuesday.
Really? Because it's starting to feel like a Monday. A little bit.
Really? Yeah, well.
Do you want to play the other one? Or?
I don't know. I mean, I took the time to do it.
I'm just saying.
Let's play it.
Okay.
Stunning images out of the Rio Grande Valley Monday morning. The Fox flight team above two separate locations where over 20,000 panels of steel meant for the border wall will continue to sit unused after the Biden administration announced on Friday it will cancel all remaining border wall contracts in the RGV. Between both storage locations, Fox News is told there is well over $100 million worth of materials already paid for by American taxpayers.
Look at where the crisis in Del Rio and Rio Grande Valley are right now. Where are those tens of thousands of people coming across where there isn't a wall? Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a border expert to understand walls work.
Only a little over 2 miles of the planned 20-mile section of the border wall was ever built before President Biden halted construction, and piles of metal still remain on site. On special report, former U.S. Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott, who served under Biden, said the administration was still paying to not do the work.
For a while, it was almost $5 million a day between DOD and DHS.
To not
build the border wall. There's
Wait. $5 million a day to not build the wall.
To not build a wall.
Twin Spin Tuesday on the Morning Jam.
That's right. Two openings.
That's right.
Instead of one.
And I'm glad that we play this one because I saw this last night, Janet.
Yeah, it's important.
The panels, there's acres of these steel panels to build the wall, $100 million worth, just sitting there. And they paid the contractors $5 million a day not to build it.
I mean, you have to remember, these are the same people who paid farmers not to farm.
Right. True.
So why are we surprised? Of course,
that's pitiful.
We also had, on Friday, apparently there was a big meeting in Mexico City on Friday. We'll talk about this a little bit later on the show, regarding security along the border wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our vice president wasn't there.
Well,
but yeah, you know.
I'm sure she zoomed in. In between them cutting fake commercials in California.
So much to talk about
today.
Oh
my gosh.
But we're going to ease in a little bit.
That's right.
Ease in a little bit. Here is your thought of the day. Are you ready? The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Wait a minute. That rhymes.
I don't know that it was supposed to. I think it was just the way I did it.
Okay.
The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
I like it.
And it's true. Very true. Here's our text number, 434-248-0704. We do this, we give you that, because we want you to make a guess with the Mind Jam trivia.
Yep. The U.S. Treasury says that Americans hold about $15 billion in what?
Yep.
U.S. Treasury now, keep that in mind, says Americans hold about $15 billion in what?
434-248-0704. On this day in history in 1901, Theodore Roosevelt renames the Executive Mansion to the White House.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I thought it was always the White House.
I did too. Going to make a prediction.
Okay.
That name's going to change again.
Why?
Just saying.
Why has it got to be a White House?
Why does it have to be white?
Well,
just saying.
I mean, you know, Obama had it rainbow colors.
Well, that's true. Yeah, yeah. When the gay marriage passed.
Star bright.
So. Yes, exactly. Who got knows? A text in already. 2-2-2-Tuesdays.
That's right. That's right. 1931, mm-hmm. Christ the Redeemer statue opens up standing 98 feet tall, overlooking Rio de Janeiro. It's an iconic image now.
It really is, yeah.
For sure. It was a very exciting day in history mm-hmm. in 1933
yeah.
for gangsters. Mm. John Dillinger escapes from jail in Allen County, Ohio. And what are you playing?
Gangster's Paradise, the classical version.
Wow. Okay. It sure is. In 1933, gangster Machine Gun Kelly is sentenced to life imprisonment.
Hmm.
There were a lot of gangsters in the 30s.
There were.
A lot.
You know, there's a lot of gangsters now.
I know.
What did we do with all the gangsters back then, Janet?
We just put them in jail or shot them.
Don't do that no more.
With a machine gun.
Right.
I mean, everybody had machine guns back then. I mean, they talk about guns now, but I mean, it was pretty
It was
scary back then.
Yeah, it sure was.
Mm-hmm. All right, that was pretty good. That's a pretty good version of Gangster's Paradise.
Very mild, very mild.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
In 1978, Sid Vicious, Sid Vicious,
not mild,
of the Sex Pistols, is charged with the murder of his girlfriend, Nancy Spungen.
This is the song called No Holiday. Anthony Fauci has embraced this one.
I don't want a holiday in the sun. I want to go to the New Bell Sun.
He's so weird.
I want to see some
very angry.
Well, obviously. I mean, golly.
Just that, all
what
that.
A weirdo. And a murdering weirdo at that.
Yeah, yeah, true.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm. In 1984, IRA, all of this is very violent today.
It was.
In the middle here.
Mm-hmm.
IRA bombs the Grand Hotel in Brighton, where British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher is staying. Five people die.
Mrs. Thatcher is more respected than liked, and that respect was reinforced for many, including opponents, following the bombing of the Brighton Hotel in which she and the cabinet were staying. The Prime Minister herself only narrowly escaped injury.
So glad she did, because she went on to do great things.
I adore her.
Her, Ronald Reagan, and the Pope. I mean, that was like that was the mod squad.
That
saved the world, really.
Mm-hmm. Triple threat right
mm-hmm.
there. In 1987, George Harrison releases my favorite single of his.
Mm-hmm.
If you turned on the radio in 87, chances are you heard this one.
I got my mind set on you. Set on you.
So you sent me a video yesterday. I love the video of this song. It's got that cockatoo. You sent me that crazy video yesterday of that cockatoo.
Well,
my gosh.
Because one cockatoo is like headbanging, and the other one's looking at him like, get away from me. What is wrong with you?
He keeps moving over closer. What is it when they make their head thing? What is that? It looks like...
They start preening, and they puff out their head like a big headdress.
Right.
And then starts dancing around. But the other one is just like... You are so stupid.
Right.
What are you doing?
Don't you know you're embarrassing our breed?
Right. You're embarrassing me. He would have probably liked this song.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. We got our birthdays today.
Oh, gosh.
A few.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman is turning 53. Love him.
Yeah. The guy goes from long fingernails to great singers.
Sir, I know I don't come for much, but I will take care of your daughter, and I will give her life as grand as this one. She'll be back. Sooner or later, she'll tire of your life, of having nothing, and she'll come running back home.
A million dreams are keeping me
away. A million dreams, a million dreams.
I think of what the world
The Greatest Showman. I have to see the movie now, just, you know, putting this audio
together.
You
haven't seen
it? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
I did a wedding about a year ago.
It's so incredible.
Well, before the pandemic.
But spoiler alert.
Yeah, don't.
He kind of breaks her heart.
Ah!
Just saying.
I'll forget it by the time I get around to watching
Probably.
It. They, this particular wedding wanted a ton of songs from this movie. I'm going, what's the soundtrack?
It's so good.
It really was.
I wish I had seen it on the big screen. It's the one movie that I regret not being able to see on the big screen.
Hmm.
Of course, he was also Wolverine.
That's what I was talking about.
There's that. Feminism. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was explaining that to people who may not have known what you were talking about.
They just
may have thought he wasn't well-groomed. I didn't know. Speaking of well-groomed.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Chris Wallace is having a birthday today. He's 74.
This is him talking about his dad. This is hilarious. I would suggest you go out and find this whole interview that he did. Chris Wallace on Mike Wallace. By the way, he called his dad by his first name.
You touched on this, but in the documentary, he does admit to being an absent father for a long time.
And now I tell the story, this is slightly exaggerated, that I called my father and I said, well, you're going to have to decide who's more important to you, Chris Rock or Chris Wallace. And there's a long pause. And I say, Mike, which is what I called him. And he said, I'm thinking.
Oh, wow.
Chris Rock or his son? Let's see.
He sounds just like his dad.
He does. He does.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our final birthday today is Kirk Cameron. He turns 51.
This is him explaining to his little brother about where babies come from.
In the sitcom back in the
day?
Yeah,
back in the day.
Babies, babies, babies.
Is that it?
Well, first, a very wonderful and magical thing has to happen. And that is called a rainbow.
A rainbow?
Yes, a rainbow. Just like the one that you and I saw when we came home from school today. Do you remember?
I remember.
Yeah.
Let's go find the baby.
Here's a baby at the end of the
rainbow.
That's not how that works. And of course, nowadays, you know, that's when TV was more innocent.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
It's not like that now.
Yeah, they'd be using words that I can't say on the radio.
Or wouldn't say on the radio. Well, a lot of people have been sending in answers for the Mind Jam trivia, and you guys are doing really great.
This is a fun one today. The U.S. Treasury says that Americans, that's you mostly, unless you came over the border a little while ago, you hold about $15 billion of what in your possession?
And we will be back with the answer to that question when we return on the Morning Jam.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
To do it right, child, it's gonna take time, whole lot of precious time.
Tell me, do you want to go? We're coming in all the color lines. Swim runaways or run in the night. Impossible comes true, it's taking over you.
Oh, this is the greatest show.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio.
Common Sense Talk Radio.
We are the Morning Jam.
And it's him right in front of you. This is where you want to be.
We had a text sent in, said, I enjoyed Wolverine, but he doesn't sing much. No, not as a rule. He lets his
Would he be a thrasher singer?
That.
No pun intended.
Yeah, maybe so. He is wildly talented, though.
I didn't realize until I saw some of the clips yesterday. This guy is major.
So talent. Much more than Wolverine.
And we were talking during that break that movie was built on a scale of what we used to see back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the choreography, the costumes, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Definitely made for the big screen, no doubt about that. And Hugh Jackman is having a birthday today.
Yep.
So we have our Mind Jam trivia.
We do. The U.S. Treasury says that Americans hold about $15 billion in what?
So people guessed pennies, gold, coins. The answer is, you guys were right there, loose change.
Loose change.
$15 billion in loose change.
Oh,
Isn't that crazy?
Warren Buffett has about $15 billion of that just in his pockets.
Well, you know, when they started having a shortage, they were asking people to look for it and bring
it in.
And sometimes I'll still see folks that have signs up in their stores. Today is National Savings Day. October 12th is.
How about that?
Yep. They encourage you to open up a savings account. If at all possible, and whether you save $10 or $100 a month, those savings add up over time, they say.
Had a conversation with somebody over the weekend, and you know, I talked to a lot of people this weekend, but I can't remember who it is. They probably wouldn't want me to say anyway, but they were talking about this whole $600 thing. I mentioned it yesterday, that they want access to your bank accounts.
Right.
Is the whole idea of this $600 transaction. The government would know, the IRS would know, which means the government, you know, big brother. And I mentioned
more information coming out about that, too.
Yeah. I had mentioned that 20 years ago that Jesse Jackson said this and people just laughed it off. But, you know, Rush always said, watch what people say, even if it's crazy. That's, you know, and you have to watch what they do, too. But Jesse Jackson said, back when our debt was around $5 trillion, he said that we should look at the retirement plans of people as a possible way to not get out of debt, but just because the think about it, at that time, $5 trillion, people were going, oh my God, look at that. And we're almost at 30 now. But they were saying, well, if we don't have the money to spend, we should look into people's retirement plans to fund social programs. He made that statement like 20 years ago, and people, you know, just, and it might have been 25 years ago, but honest to goodness, that's probably where we're heading, because we have to save the country. It's the only way that we can.
But they're
fund.
Destroying the country.
Oh, I know.
So, you know, stop printing money and stop, you know.
Yeah, throwing, just, you know, the old saying, throwing good money after bad.
For sure.
We do that constantly. And you found a soundbite before the show that we'll get to from Neil Cavuto. It's just...
Are we headed back to 70s era? What do they call
stagflation.
It? Stagflation. So we'll take a look at that. It's coming up in just a little bit.
Not to
bit.
Depress you, but to inform you.
Well,
I mean, you have to know what's going on. Because you're going to wake up one day, and Glenn Beck says this all the time. You can tell I'm a fan of talk radio. He says, one day we're going to wake up and... The world's going to be different that morning than it was the day before. And I think that we could be looking at that in our lifetime.
And see, I think it's turning more slowly than that. I think that's how it I think that's how it sneaks up on you.
Sure.
Is because of that. And then as I was reading, it is National Savings Day. Less than 40% of Americans have $1,000 saved.
Less than 40.
Less than 40%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, people don't save anymore.
I know.
They just don't.
That's the first thing you do when you get on the Dave Ramsey plan, is he said, get that $1,000 emergency fund ready. That is one of your first goals that you
work
on.
You're supposed to have 3 months' salary.
Yes, exactly.
Saved up. Because things do happen.
They do. Sickness comes and it hits you. I mean, let's look at COVID. My gosh, what that's done to people that we know.
Exactly. That's for sure. So we have your local headlines coming up. Kimberly McBroom is going to be covering a shooting that took place in Vinton.
About
9:30 last night. And Danville police have arrested two people in connection to a shooting of an 88-year-old.
Oh, come on. People.
I know. And then Roanoke has some vaccination clinics coming up.
And
we've had way too much of this stuff.
And you and I talked about it. I don't know if it's in your queue or not, but seeing that you used to work at queue, you'd be playing Christmas music today, Jen.
Not yet.
Anyway.
But soon.
We talked about the staffing and shuffling around of Lynchburg police.
I've got that story. Yeah.
Men and women, because we're
short-staffed.
We're short-staffed. And you don't think the criminals know that?
Of course they know it.
Yeah.
And they also know that, you know, we're pulling school resource officers.
Right.
And putting them on the street.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, we will talk about that.
Yeah.
As well, there's a lot to talk about today, for sure.
Yeah.
Including, we will talk about that situation at the Mexico border. They had a border security meeting.
Right.
And they were meeting with Mexican officials regarding security along the U.S.-Mexican border. Very important.
Yeah. I'm laughing because I have a Griff Jenkins story that he is down in Panama right now, Janet, and tracking what's coming our way. We'll play that before you do your story because it'll give us some context of what's on the way.
Well,
it's coming.
We know it's coming. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Vice President Harris isn't attending any of the meetings, so we don't know if she knows what. So instead of going, now listen, seriously.
I know.
Instead of going to a meeting about U.S.-Mexican border security.
Which she's overseeing, by the way.
Which she is overseeing. She was tasked and appointed in March.
By the president.
To manage the response to the crisis.
Yep.
She went to a preschool in New Jersey instead.
Well, she's saving the young children,
because that's the best use of her time.
Right.
Is speaking to preschoolers.
I mean, I'm a cabinet guy who loves radio and loves to talk politics. I ran a business for 20 years. I would get a hold of her staff and shake them like my mom would shake me when I did something stupid.
Well, they can't make her go.
I know. Well, I mean she's got a bit more turnover in her staff than Murphy Brown did as the receptionist.
They can recommend that she goes, but if at the end of the day...
She makes that decision.
She makes that decision. So
it is...
You'd think Biden would make her go.
Yeah.
It's crazy
stuff.
Who's
running the country? That's what I want to know.
The inmates are running the asylum.
Okay. CBS News Brief coming up next.
63 degrees in Roanoke, Salem, and Danville. We have 62 in Amherst, 63 in Bedford, 61 in Lynchburg.
You know, we have these great conversations during the break when I'm supposed to be studying my news story. But I'm here. I'm ready to go.
I'm going to have to stop talking to you.
No, that's okay. We had Robert Cloudies on our show here just on Friday to talk about what was going to happen on Saturday. And that was the 20th annual Truckers Parade. What made the news? Because the parade was held at Charlotte Courthouse Saturday. Over the last two decades, they've raised $1.2 million for cancer research. And they were hitting on all cylinders, no pun intended, to raise up to $150,000. The proceeds going to the American Cancer Society. And Sheila Jones, who I believe was who joined Robert when they were in the studio, Janet, they're doing it in memory, or they did it in memory of a lot of the family members that have passed on, fought the good fight, but well on their way to raise that money while they're counting their loose change. We should have a total any day now. But congratulations to them. They had an amazing turnout yesterday, or Saturday.
The Lynchburg Police Department is now facing staffing challenges not seen before in law enforcement. Currently, there are 28 vacant sworn officer positions in Lynchburg.
Wow.
This staffing shortage is a nationwide problem. It's now hit the Lynchburg Police Department hard. Chief Ryan Zudema says he has never experienced anything like this. And it says it's the highest number of vacancies the department has ever seen. Due to the shortages, the department has temporarily transferred 11 officers from several specialized functions back into field operations to serve as patrol officers. Some of the transfers include traffic safety unit, school resource officers, and the intelligence unit. The department is currently working with the city to develop a long-term solution to the problem. When asked about the shortage, Chief Zudema said, "I think it's a lot of things. Very bluntly, we don't overpay our officers. What we expect the women and men who put on this uniform to come to work every day is an impact on how we're able to attract people." And they say the shortage is making it difficult to keep folks safe and to respond to the calls. Also said that on top of the pandemic, police reform and taking mental health calls is making matters much worse for them.
Yeah.
And he says it's things like property crime, larceny from vehicles, things like that. It's going to take them much longer to get to those cases. So they are working with the city to find a long-term solution, they say.
I'm going to do a little editorial here right now. I mean, remember after 9/11 how we filled our churches up? And I know it's hard to be in big gatherings right now, but I swear if we ever needed to get on our knees, because it just seems like the fabric of our society on so many levels is unraveling. I just every time I hear these kinds of stories, it reminds me.
Part of it is people have vilified the police so much. Why would young people want to go into that, regardless of the pay?
Right.
I mean, that's what our country has done to that whole industry.
Yeah.
Defund the police and you know.
I mean, when they...
And it started with Obama. Obama started trashing the police.
No doubt.
And it's been a downhill spiral ever since then.
And I really get tired when they blame everything on Trump. No, this divisiveness has been around for a long time. Obama didn't help it. He could have.
He could have brought everything together.
Unifying
for sure.
Figure, but he chose to hold to his ideology instead. Well, anyway, moving on. The annual Anthem Go Outside Festival, GoFest, is returning to Southwest Virginia for its 10th anniversary this weekend. However, the festival is relocating this year, which means the outdoor enthusiasts should be ready to rock out in downtown Roanoke. This free family event outdoor will span from Elmwood Park to City Market, and it means that streets, plaza, Market Square, all downtown going to be transformed into an outdoor mecca beginning this Friday, going through Sunday. So if you want to be part of it, all kinds of fun things like BMX bikes, stunt show going on. I love that stuff. Lumberjack show. The ultimate.
What was that?
Well, that's the lumber guy.
Oh, okay.
Now, you would think I was doing a dog there, because the ultimate air dogs are going to be there.
That's fun.
And then climbing walls, demo pool. Fly casting
it's a very
pond.
Popular.
It's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's a very popular festival, and they haven't been able to have it.
Check it out this weekend in Roanoke.
Well, a reminder, election officials say if you're already registered to vote, you need to be checking your information to make sure it's current.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to make a change, it has to be done by today. If you register to vote in person, voter registration form must be turned in by 5 p.m. today in order to vote in the November 2nd election. If you register online, the form must be submitted by 11:59 p.m. today.
Okay.
So make sure that you go and you meet those deadlines so your vote can count.
Yeah, and you've got to have a witness, as I remember. Some of these people are sending stuff in, and it won't be counted unless you... Read everything. Just read everything on your ballot. Make sure you do all
unless,
the things.
Of course, you're Terry McAuliffe, and then you can have people witness.
Well, then you can run for governor.
Even when you don't sign it.
Yeah, he didn't sign his paper, but he had two witnesses sign.
That they saw him sign it.
Sign it. Yeah. I wonder if that's going to come back on him.
Apparently not.
So yesterday, watching the news, trying to unwind. No, not really good. I should be listening to 70s music.
I was going
to
say, that's a terrible way to unwind.
Griff Jenkins, just Johnny on the spot down there in Panama, Janet. You had the story a little while ago. We'll go into it after we hear from Griff here, telling us what's coming our way.
We are the first TV journalist to come here to the Las Blancas migrant camp in southern Panama. It opened in May of 2020, and it is the same waypoint that most of those 15,000 Haitians passed through on their way to that bridge in Del Rio 3 weeks ago. So we came here to see where the border crisis begins long before it reaches the U.S. A pipeline of Haitian migrants streaming towards the U.S. begins thousands of miles south of the American southern border. Panama's Foreign Minister, Erica Muñez, says there are currently 60,000 migrants passing through her country, with another 20,000 waiting to cross from Colombia. But that crossing is through some of the most treacherous terrain on Earth, the Darien Gap. A lawless jungle, inaccessible by road, ruled by drug traffickers, smugglers, and bandits who prey on the migrants. It is the only break in the Pan-American Highway from Alaska to the tip of South America, and many never make it through.
Yet the International Organization of Migration says that more than 91,000 migrants have successfully made it through the gap this year, as the pipeline has turned profitable on the Colombian side. Residents are being thrown out of their homes to make room for a place to stay for paying Haitians.
Around 100 homes have been taken from local renters to give them to Haitians, and around 50 commercial locales have also been taken, or contracts have been ended to rent to Haitians.
The next stop in their journey, shelters here in southern Panama that our cameras got an exclusive look at.
You saw dead bodies?
Yes, so many dead bodies.
Really?
Yes, I was really shocked when I saw them, and I was like, wow, just forget about it. We just have to focus and do what we had to do.
Brad, the conditions here in this camp are a humanitarian crisis, though the Panamanian officials are doing the best they can to deal with it. They say that some 500 to 1,000 migrants arrive every single day coming through that Darien Gap, but some 500 also leave on buses that you see behind me. That bus, just like many before it all day, goes straight to the Costa Rican border where they'll be let out to continue their journey. The cost for a ride, $40.
$40.
Where are they getting their money?
I'd like to know that. I don't know. Because apparently they've got enough cash. They're kicking people out of rentals, and they're kicking them out of the local hotels to put these
because
Haitians
they're
up.
They're willing to pay more?
I guess.
Wow.
I mean, it's insane. Mm. And I'm thinking the humanitarian crisis that was behind him, I'm thinking there's disease? We've talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, you wonder why places in Europe are completely wide open, no more mandates, no more lockdowns, no more anything. It's because their borders are secure.
Exactly.
That's why their vaccine rates are good and their borders are secure.
Our opener on the show today, $100 million in steel panels sitting on acres and acres in Texas. Joe Biden pulled the plug on the fence, the border.
The money's still being spent.
Yeah, they spent $5 million a day to pay them not to work on the fence.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so asinine. That's our government.
Somebody texted in and said, well, that's nice work if you can get it. And I guess
Yeah, apparently.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
What kind of meals could we get for $5 million a day out of Janet's Five and Dine?
So many meals. So very many. Yeah. Especially if you shop at F&L Market. They bring you Five and Dine here on the show. And they're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. Their prices are great. They're locally owned, family owned. They're an independent grocery store. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Special orders are no problem. Go by and see Todd and the crew and make sure you tell them that we sent you. One of the things they always have great prices on is like their pork, especially pork tenderloin, country style ribs, things like that. This particular recipe will work for country style ribs or a pork tenderloin.
Okay.
It's a brown sugar balsamic glazed tenderloin. Ooh. And you make it in the crock pot and you finish it by caramelizing that in the oven at the very end. First of all, you're going to mix together sage, salt, pepper, and garlic. Super easy. Rub it all over a 2-pound tenderloin. Put a half a cup of water in your slow cooker and then place that tenderloin in your slow cooker and cook it on low for about 6 to 8 hours. Just to make sure that, you know, you're completely done. An hour before the roast is finished, mix together the ingredients for the glaze in a small saucepan. It's going to be brown sugar, a little cornstarch, balsamic vinegar, a little water, and some soy sauce. You're going to heat that over medium heat, and it's going to thicken as you stir it. It'll take about 4 minutes to do that. And then you're going to brush that pork loin or the ribs, if you're doing ribs, with glaze 2 or 3 times during that last hour of cooking. I like to caramelize and get a nice crust on it. Mm-hmm. So I remove it from the crock pot and put it on a lined sheet pan, and I put it under the broiler for a couple of minutes, and then it gets bubbly and caramelized and really beautiful. And it's great. If I like to serve it with a mashed potato and roasted Brussels sprouts. It's such a good meal. Crock-pot brown sugar balsamic glazed pork tenderloin. Mm. And again, it works good for the country style ribs.
Yeah.
To the boneless ones that people are always wondering how to fix them. This is a great way to fix those as well. You want to see the recipe? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and 9. You'll find this recipe and all the others that we share here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L, save with the General Mills Cereal Sale, 2 for $5. Philly Gourmet Angus Beef Patties are only $5.99 for 24 ounces. Family Pack Assorted Bone-In Pork Chops are $1.79 a pound. Save on Boneless Beef Chuck Roast, $5.59 a pound. Pork Steaks and Country Style Ribs are $1.99 a pound. And Hanover Sweet Potatoes are 2 for $4. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, oh, that's a plan. I just saw the sushi from Japan. Now yo, wanna kick in Jackie Chan.
6:51 on The Morning Jam. Mark Lamb along with Janet Rose, trying to bring you...
with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I'm sorry, Steve.
You stepped on yourself.
I did. Trying to bring you some fun stuff along with some serious stuff. Goodness, you had a fun one during that break there.
Well, I don't know. It's fun for Fulton County, Georgia. This isn't the first time we've heard Fulton County, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two Georgia workers have been fired after being accused of shredding voting applications.
Yeah. I mean, what's up with that?
This is just 3 weeks before they're set to vote in municipal elections, as people are all over the country. Two workers in Fulton County, Georgia, have been fired after they were accused of shredding hundreds of voter registration applications, spurring the Georgia Secretary of State to call for a U.S. Department of Justice investigation. After 20 years of documented failure in Fulton County elections, Georgians are tired of waiting to see what the next embarrassing revelation will be.
Hmm.
Department of Justice needs to take a long look at what Fulton County is doing and how their leadership disenfranchises Fulton voters through incompetence and malfeasance. The voters of Georgia are sick of Fulton County failures. I'd say so.
Yeah.
The two unidentified employees are accused of shredding batches of applications the county received instead of properly processing them. This is why I don't like early voting.
Yep.
This is why.
Exactly. Yep.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at all the video footage that we had, and you were saying during the break, it just feeds Trump's narrative.
It does.
When we see this stuff.
Yep.
The allegations come just weeks as they are set to vote for municipal elections, with all of the shredded applications being received in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The two workers were reported by fellow employees, terminated later the same day they were reported.
Mm-hmm.
Fulton County Commission Chairman said in a release, "We've committed to transparency and integrity." In addition to the calls for the federal investigation, they said the Secretary of State's office has already launched an investigation into the incident. Could lead to the replacement of the leadership. That obviously needs to happen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And those who believe their registration may have been impacted are not registered on Election Day will be allowed to cast a provisional ballot while the investigation attempts to determine which voters were affected. How are they going to be able to know?
Jeez.
How will they find out?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's shredded... And why is there a shredder there anyway?
Yeah.
Why do you need a shredder?
I think what you should do, you set those aside, and then somebody from each Democrat and Republican, they can view it. You start shredding stuff. You're just bringing in.
I think they need
doubt.
To bring their sorry butts back and make them tape together every single shredded piece.
Yeah,
y'all put that back together now. That's like writing sentences on the wall times 10 million.
Exactly. Okay, privileged to have on the line Janet, and I don't know if he wants to comment on what we just talked about, how this mess up in Georgia continues the narrative of Donald Trump. Jim, my brother's on the line.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning from Florida, where it's still dark.
Yeah.
Still dark here too, brother.
I can't. I always think the light shines from Virginia first.
Oh, well, thank you.
We'd like to think so.
So you just heard us. I don't know how much of it you could hear because you're on a delay down there, but what Janet brought up here about Fulton County, Georgia, you did call in about the vice president. Which would you like to choose or talk about both?
Mark, I will take door number two, the vice president.
Okay.
All right. For 200.
Okay. First, let me set this up real quick with Dale Earnhardt, who, you know, we lost 20 years ago, and mm-hmm. to me was one of the great drivers of all time.
Yeah.
Dale said that when he was driving, he could see the air. Now, I don't know if he was kidding, if he meant that euphemistically, or whether it was true. But when you said the thing about the VP, and you said, what is their staff doing? I want to shake them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact opposite, Mark. They are doing. You're going to think this is crazy. Write it down. They are reintroducing the vice president to the American people.
Interesting take.
Reintroducing.
This is like, she is like a bad product launch.
Okay.
Remember when they replaced Coca-Cola with the new Coke?
Yes.
That didn't go well.
That didn't go well. And that's what they're looking at here. They have to reintroduce her to the American people. And how you do that is you take her out of the limelight, and you craft these very manipulative photo ops, and then you dribble it out mm-hmm. until the new Kamala Harris replaces the classic mean Kamala Harris.
Oh, so you're saying...
Which, of course, you and I both know, you know that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But they are sitting behind closed doors, they're looking at the numbers, and so they say, we'll take her out of the limelight, And normally what will happen is the person disappears and you bring him back. One of the best examples of this is a book called The Making of the President, 1968, Joe McGinnis.
Mm-hmm.
He traveled with the Nixon campaign, and guess who was reintroducing Nixon to the public? Now, let me say
Roger.
This. On the cover of the book is a picture of Nixon imposed on a pack of cigarettes.
Wow.
So think madman.
Okay, I was thinking Roger Ailes.
The mastermind behind that mm-hmm. was Roger Ailes, who
yep.
went to launch Fox.
Yep.
So you're saying that they are trying to create a kinder, gentler Kamala.
You nailed it, sister.
Okay.
They they're doing it for lots of reasons. And Mark and I have talked for the last year or so as Uncle Joe came into the office, or Uncle Fluffy, as I like to call him, is saying, what do you do to bring in somebody new? And they got the 25th Amendment. You know, he gets the flu. They put him in the hospital. They it's a cat on the roof thing. He's in the hospital. He'll be in a little longer. We're a little concerned. He might have to go under, anesthetic. We're going to kick in the 25th Amendment. I mean, that would be clumsy, but that's the way. But the thing is, they have to rehabilitate her if she's going to be the candidate in the next cycle.
Okay.
Excellent.
So they're investing a lot of time now bringing her back and trying to recreate. And the last thing I saw about the space thing.
Yeah, you got about 20 seconds.
I mean, I don't feel bad for her often. I was embarrassed for her and her staff. But this is what, think Mad Men. They're trying to be the Mad Men of 2021 and recreate and reintroduce Kamala.
Okay.
Interesting.
Jim Lamb, my brother.
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for calling in, bud.
It's not going to work, but it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Because she comes off as patronizing.
Right,
fake.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You can't hide. She can't hide what she really is. Right. She just can't.
Yeah. CBS News is coming up next. It is 7 o'clock. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday.